This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on 104.3 FM WQM. Hey, how would you guys like to have the chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Go to WQM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade, and you guys will have a chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer it on up. Where's my clap? Nobody. Thank you. I think we should do that again. Like, it was a little off, you know.
Yeah, it was a little
from,
off.
Try again. Get a visit from Zach. Really, Zach, sealer it on up. All right, forget it.
I was a little early.
Ready? Break. Anything more embarrassing than when you're in the huddle, Leroy, the guy who's off on the clap? Do y'all look at him like, come on?
I would say this to you in all sincerity.
Yep.
That's him.
I got a lot of other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about whether somebody's clap is on time.
Fair enough. If you guys want the rules for this contest, go to WQM.com. Marlins, about to get
Coach,
going.
Coach, he's not a team player. He didn't clap when we broke the huddle. Really?
Did you ever break down the huddle? You go, what do they bronze? Ah.
Yeah.
Was that
you?
Yeah,
I was a captain.
Oh, all right. Did you say something cute, or what did you say? Was it 1, 2, 3, go team, go Browns?
It's mostly go Browns. You make a little comment here or there. I try not to be too philosophical. It's football, right?
I don't like when they do that in concerts and they're not clapping on time. Drives me crazy.
That's not my favorite.
You want to see clapping not on time, go to an intangibles church.
No. You know why? Because it's all scripted, so you know you almost know when to clap.
They still mess it up, dude. The intangibles don't clap well.
I mean, you go to a black church, somebody gonna get the Holy Ghost, and it's a concert.
Evan 11 says you weren't a Ray Lewis. No, oh, Ray Lewis must have had. You know, Ray Lewis. They had it by.
You know what? Think about this. Ray Lewis was Baltimore's first pick.
Oh, that's right.
So I was there when he was a rookie. He was that way. He was very.
Did you tell him, like, hey, no speeches till next year?
Nah, dude was good. I wasn't going to, like, listen, you know when you could say it. Like, when you start venturing into the people that can make your life miserable in practice,
mm-hmm.
See, I don't do that. Like, Ray Lewis is in the middle of the defense. He can play, right? He's a big boy.
Yep.
I'm not talking trash to him to attract any more attention than I already get during the course of the season.
The Tua comments keep rolling in. Kyle says, if Tua sucks this year, do we keep him or move on?
That's a whole nother conversation, but let's
They've been fighting all day.
They really have.
In all fairness, okay, I understand getting injured is part of it, right? And I get all that, and I get all the problems with it. But you can't not tell me that Tua is not one of the most accurate football passers in the game. You cannot tell me, like, and you make it sound like we could get anybody to do what Tua does. And I'm telling you firsthand, that's not the case. And don't I get lose. It if you feel that way about injuries. But if you're basing it on talent and his ability to throw the football, then you're crazy.
Would be nice. He comes out this first game and does ball out. Just to kind of ease the tension a little around. I'm with you. I think the goalposts will be moved because the fan base is very much at an arm's length.
Of course.
Because I think 2 years ago, fans really did want to believe it felt different. It really did. And then the wheels fell off.
Let's also look at it this way. All the things that we talked about with Tua and why the team didn't have success in December and January were part of it. But a majority of the issues were the way they were running offense. So that when it got to December and January, you couldn't play a style of football that was conducive to winning in the elements. So while I get you can put it on.
Man. What's up with this new computer of his?
It's not.
It's maybe
not
it's his neighbors. Like he's thinking or something.
Because he keeps logging out, though. I think that's what keeps happening. Is he keeps logging out?
I keep getting kicked out of StreamYard too. Today.
You too, yeah.
Interesting.
So I think it's just maybe a system situation.
Somebody's messing with StreamYard.
Yeah.
Do you think someone is trying to log in?
Not sure.
That's another thing too.
I don't know. I don't like it though.
Neither do I.
I'm not a fan. Marlins about to get underway. They'll try and avoid the series sweep. They're taking on the Nationals today. Yuri Perez on the hill for the Fish against the Nationals. That is going to get going. Should have gotten going.
Okay, back to my comments. I got.
It's like Tua's spirit is coming in.
That's just awesome. We'll take a break. See if you can reset. If you guys missed it, we had Goran Dragic on the show earlier. We'll bring that to you as well. Back with more for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Get to a Miami football report here brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com to launch your future today. Got that going on for you. As we are here, week one, it has arrived. Football is here tomorrow. And then footy football is super here on Sunday. Of course, we got college coming back, too. You know, Leroy's going to play a real game this week against Oklahoma. And I like those Lobos that he had this past week. Didn't like
that. Miami plays Bethune-Cookman.
Well, you know, we got the first one out of the way. You know, it's time to taper down a little bit.
I wonder if Bethune's staying down here.
I don't know. I don't know.
Since they play two games right around the corner.
What do they have, FIU coming up?
They played FIU last week.
Oh, did they?
How about that?
Did they win?
No.
They got destroyed.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Did you hear Solana talk about they got a vote?
Did they? No, I didn't hear 25. That. That's awesome. Good for them. Pause up.
Really?
What?
Pause up. I'm an alum, so.
There you go. Pause up. The paws are plentiful.
You don't even look right doing that, Brittany.
It doesn't feel right.
It didn't look right, yeah.
It didn't look right.
Mike McDaniel just spoke to the media.
Has those paws up ever got your horse to where you couldn't hardly work the next day?
Yeah, have you ever screamed that much for a Panthers game?
Yes, actually, it was when we were playing the FIU Panthers at when we lost in 2000.
Oh, my God. That was what a nightmare. 2019?
I don't even remember.
Oh, you were in a win-win situation.
No, I wasn't.
Why?
Was it ever a win-win?
Win-win. Angry. I did not want FIU to win that game.
Mike McDaniel said on Darren Waller, this is from Barry Jackson, the Miami Herald, he said, the team continues to deliberate with tight end Darren Waller, who will not practice Wednesday but will participate in red zone and third down work on Thursday. Quote, that's not because of a setback, McDaniel said on him sitting out. We are being very intentional on how we practice with Darren. We have not pressed the threshold of 3 days consecutive intentionally. McDaniel has said that Waller will be able to contribute during Sunday's game and joked that he will only be used as a blocker. Okay, we got the cute jokes today.
He says, if I may.
While he adds a significant value to our...
Couldn't he be more ready to go? Because he hadn't played football in a year and a half?
One would think. He says, while he adds significant value to our team, our team feels very strong as we practice without him. Cool.
Can I just say this? Every day I hear him talk, it takes a little bit of the confidence away from me because I have no idea what he's talking about. And
totally fair.
Maybe that's a good thing. Right, that he doesn't necessarily say what he really wants to say.
Karen says, I picked Waller on my fantasy team like a moron. I was wondering how many people would do that. I can't believe that you did that. Maybe later.
You know why? Because the only other option at that position was Julian Hill.
Who's still, he's still plus 600 today. Like, it went up a little bit, but not too much.
So, over, under... Darren Waller catches during the season for this to be a successful year offensively.
Man.
40?
Man,
you're not going to, because you're hoping, let's be
my
clear.
Expectations are
we're
zero.
We're hoping Tyreek and we're hoping Waddle and Washington get a majority of it, right?
Yeah.
They all have the ability to play in some of the same spaces that Darren Waller is going to play. So, but you lost a lot of production out of that position.
Yep. Jonnu had last year 88 catches.
So I'm guessing the over, like if you get half of that, it won't, because a lot of people just look at the stats from the year before.
I think, but like my expectations of him are like zero. Like that's one thing.
Well,
this,
that's because if he had come
bought
into this right away,
yeah,
you would have felt a little bit different.
Maybe,
but the fact of they've been coddling him and not, he hasn't played football in that long. Unless, have questions. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, unless this has all been a ruse and we're all like, oh no, and they're just trying to trick the Colts. Like, unless this is like, no, he looks like Tony
Gonzalez.
You
ain't good enough to trick nobody.
That's 100. Yeah, no, I'm with you, but that's what I'm saying. Like, unless there's this, I have no confidence that he's going to do anything. Unless this has all been a put on by the Dolphins. No, I don't. If he had 10 catches, I'd be impressed because I'd be like, I have no faith that this is going to work. This is the one thing I'm like, I don't think tight end. No, I don't. Maybe Tanner Connor takes a step, you know. Maybe Julian Hill. Why be ridiculous? But I have no faith that that's going to work. Why would I have faith that's going to work? The Odell thing didn't work last year. And I tried to believe in that. He was on Love Island. But somehow, some way, we've topped it with Darren Waller, who retired and came back. Now, I get it. The Dolphins were in a bad position. You know, they had to give up. And so they're like, oh, I got an idea. And then, like, what's your idea, Frank Smith? He goes, I think Darren Waller still got something in the tank. And I don't know if he has anything in the tank. Why would I believe he has anything in the tank, Leroy?
I don't know. I just know that the way we talk about 30-plus-year-olds, and then all of a sudden we're going to look at him and say, oh, but not him, because we need him.
Yeah, what we don't need is we don't need him to go out there. We need a big game from Kenny G, and we need Tyler Warren to not be like immediately like balling out and be like, oh, I could have had him. And then our retired tight end is like, oh, don't worry, guys. I'll be ready by week three. It's like, no, you won't. I don't know. Look, I'm trying to put on a positive spin about a lot of this stuff. Because I want to have optimism going into the season. Nobody wants to go into a season and be like, this season's going to be terrible. The Darren Waller thing,
look at the chat.
Yeah, I can't get my arms around the Darren Waller thing. I'm just, no.
I can't.
I'll be pleasantly surprised. You know what? I'll be skeptical and surprised.
That's it. But here's what you're losing. You lost 88 catches.
Yep.
If you get half of that, that would be fine. 40 catches and 10 TDs.
Catches.
I'll be glad if they don't throw a fade to Tyreek.
Oh, yeah.
That's a win for me.
That is a win. Heat Live versus Waller.
You can't throw fades to Tic Tac.
These guys all definitely took Waller in their fantasy league. They all did. 100%.
They're
100%. They all did.
Oh, man.
Anybody who's sitting here and is like, oh, he's going to put up 10 TDs. No. That'd be crazy. Off the couch.
You're going to draft.
Off the couch, 10 TDs. Pretty wild.
All right.
I don't know,
One more day before the start of football.
You look so excited.
Cody says, I saw Odell.
You know, I'm scared to start talking because every time I get onto some kind of run, for reasons I can't explain, I got all kinds of internet up in here. And it blinks.
Is it computer, though? Because you tried a new monitor. Like, is it connected correctly?
Yeah. It's weird.
Do I need to stop by this week? Didn't you want me to stop by?
No, I can do it tomorrow when I get there set up for.
All right. Want to make sure. I want to have you all set up right.
Yeah.
Cody says I saw Odell at Tootsie's. Told me everything I needed to know. Look,
I didn't know if I wanted to put up that comment.
I don't want to besmirch the name of Tootsie's. Okay, it's not Tootsie's fault that Odell Beckham stunk. It's Odell's fault that Odell stunk. Okay, and his body. He just doesn't have it anymore. Exactly,
that's right.
Scooby. Exactly,
right.
Scooby.
Scooby, that's right.
He's not happy.
He feels about OBJ like you felt about Phil Sims.
Boom! Fire the bum guns.
Boom! So, can we just relax for a couple of weeks? Or no?
Mm-mm.
That's not how it works.
Well, it depends. If they win, if they lose, panic city. Get ready.
We
already did the whole explanation yesterday, Leroy, where he's not going to chill for a couple weeks. It's just not possible.
I'm not going to. We'll just open up the phone lines on Monday.
This is the epitome of moving the bar, because here's what I would say. Most fans look at those lists and say, we're going to suck, right?
Yep.
So what if they end up going 10-6, right?
Oh, it'd be
10-7.
10-7.
And they make the playoffs, but they don't do well in the playoffs. Everybody has already gotten themselves ready for the team sucking. So shouldn't you enjoy that?
Hard to say.
But won't.
We'll have to be part of
that. Because then they'll say, you know what? They'll move the bar.
I got to get there first.
A team that thought they had no chance of doing anything. If they make the playoffs, then you're going to go, we haven't won a playoff game in 26 years now.
Hard to say.
So, make up your mind. If you think they suck, this to everybody out there, if you think the Dolphins are no good, if you think Tua's no good, if you think Mike McDaniel doesn't know what he's doing, right? And they make the playoffs, Did that exceed your expectations?
Don't put a
Shouldn't you have a different thought about this team?
Don't put a salary cap on my ability to be upset.
I'm not putting a salary cap on it. But I'm saying you put a salary cap on it when you say your team's going to suck before they play the game.
Tell you somebody who doesn't suck. Goran Dragic. A legend.
That trickery.
A legend.
Honest. Yes.
Very honest.
Be honest, Gogi. Be honest.
And you can tell when he's getting ready to let something out because he does the little Tobin smirk.
I love every second. Yes, every second of it.
We talk.
Are you getting ready to say a no word?
We talk Miami Heat and the performances of the Heat players at Eurobasket with a former Eurobasket MVP. Goran Dragic joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.